The Youth's Instructor, May 18, 1893. Words to the Young. Take time to study the Bible, the book of books. There never was a time when it was so important that the followers of Christ should study the Bible as now. Deceptive influences are upon all sides, and it is essential that you counsel with Jesus, your best friend. The wayfaring man may find the way of life through faith and obedience, through abiding in the sunshine of Christ's righteousness. But how shall we understand what is meant by these terms if we do not understand the Bible? In the Word of God, duty is made plain, and everything relating to the religious life is presented in a definite way. The whole plan of salvation is delineated, and the helps to the soul are pointed out. The way in which the believer may be complete in Christ is unfolded. The Bible is what we all need, for it is the science of salvation. Turn not away from the holy word of God, for it will make you wise unto salvation. The psalmist says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." The apostle says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." David declares, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." How many are betrayed into sin because they have not, through prayerful study of the Word of God, realized the sinfulness of sin and found out how they may steadfastly resist it. When temptation comes upon them, they seem to be off guard and ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We are living in perilous times, and as we draw near the close of earth's history, there will be no safety for those who do not become familiar with the Word of God. I would warn the disciples of Christ of the impending days of peril and beseech you to prepare for the time of test and trial. For everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Do we now obey the Word of God and live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God? Are we established and settled in the present truth? There is need of closely examining yourselves, whether you are in the love of God. For except Christ be in you, you are reprobates. Self-deception is dangerous, and no one of us can afford to go on in delusion. The Lord Jesus has done everything necessary for our salvation. He has not neglected one item in the plan of redemption, but has provided all things for our encouragement and final triumph. It is not necessary that we should stumble and fall. Every point in the passage where we must go has been guarded. But the question you need to put to yourselves is, am I a Christian? To be a Christian is to be far more than many understand. It means more than simply having your name upon the church records. It means to be joined to Christ. It means to have simple faith, unwavering reliance upon God. It means to have childlike confidence in our Heavenly Father through the name and merit of His dear Son. Do you love to keep the commandments of God? Because the commandments of God are God's precepts, the transcript of His character, and can no more be altered than can the character of God? Do you respect and love the law of Jehovah? The children of God have reached the most critical part of their pilgrimage, for the nets and pitfalls of the enemy are on every side. And yet, with the guidance of the Lord, with that which is plainly revealed in His Word, we may walk securely and not stumble. But we shall daily need to seek God to inquire, Is this the way of the Lord? You cannot go on following your own inclination and at the same time be treading in safe paths. You cannot live to please yourself, but must submit your will to God. But how will you understand what is the will of God unless you study His Word with humble and contrite heart? You should be anxious to know, what saith the Word of God to me? Though the pure Word of God is presented to us, and a voice from heaven is addressing us in its pages, how few take heed to themselves and to the doctrine. Oh, when the heart is awakened to feel its need, the prayer will go forth from unfeigned lips, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." As you walk the streets, as you engage in the ordinary pursuits of life, there is nothing to hinder you from lifting up your soul to God in prayer. Prayer is appropriate at all times and in all places. To those who feel their need, the promise is given, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." The work presented in these words of the prophet is full of comfort to those who are laden with sin, and describe the very work that must be done for every soul who will enter the kingdom of heaven. This will be done for all who sincerely seek after God. Without this special work, we cannot keep the commandments of God. And since the promises of God are so abundant, there is no excuse for any of us if we continue in sin. The promises are, "A new heart will I give you. I will put my spirit within you." This provision is made for us through the merit of Christ's righteousness. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Those who experience the change spoken of in these words will find that their restlessness and disquietude are all taken away, and they will find rest unto their souls in Christ. His merit, His righteousness, are imputed to the believing soul, and the believer has inward peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Trusting in Christ, he dwells upon pleasant things of a spiritual character, and his great desire is to keep the heart right with God. Through this new motive, he will, by faith in Christ, keep the heart with all diligence, realizing that out of it are the issues of life. The divine excellences of the promises of God will furnish a continual feast to his soul. And by faith he looks up, exclaiming with joy, "The Lord, my righteousness."